£160 million cancer centre designed by its patients opens at Guy's. A new £160 million cancer centre at Guy's Hospital, which was designed by patients, opened this week after years of planning. The state-of-the-art centre was built with the purpose of making patients' experience of treatment better, which meant including a lot of natural light, open spaces, and moving radiotherapy from the basement to the middle floors. Outpatient services began on Monday, with chemotherapy treatment set to start next Monday, and radiotherapy treatment due to start on November 7th, as part of a phased opening. Dr. Majid Kazmi, Clinical Director of Cancer Services at Guy's and St. Thomas's, said, "It is fantastic to welcome the first patients to our new cancer centre. Today is the culmination of more than 10 years of planning and working in partnership with our patients to create a building to transform cancer care." The new cancer centre at Guy's brings together most treatment under one roof. Previous cancer care was provided in 13 different locations in 8 different buildings on the St. Thomas and Guy's sites. It is the first cancer centre in Europe to provide radiotherapy treatment above ground level, after patients said this would make a huge difference to them. Diana Crawshaw, who chairs the patient reference group which has shaped the new cancer centre, said, "Patients have been consulted at every stage and no decision has been made without us. Our views have been welcomed, listened to and acted on. Locating radiotherapy treatment above ground in response to patient feedback is just one of many examples." The new cancer centre at Guy's also brings together treatment and research in an innovation hub. Professor Peter Parker, head of the Division of Cancer Studies at King's College London, said, "Expanding our experimental medicine programme will enable us to grow our capabilities in designing and conducting clinical trials for new treatments. Our vision is for the innovation hub to cross-fertilise ideas between researchers and clinicians so that potentially impactful discoveries can be advanced rapidly and successful approaches for one cancer type can be tested quickly in others." The charity Dimbleby Cancer Care will provide a range of information and support services for cancer patients and their families in the cancer centre's Welcome Village. Largely funded by Guy's and St. Thomas's NHS Foundation Trust, the cancer centre at Guy's was made possible by a grant of £25 million from Guy's and St. Thomas's charity and a £15 million grant awarded to King's College London from the UK Research Partnership Investment Fund, managed by the Higher Education Funding Council for the Innovation Hub. Guy's and St. Thomas's charity also provided a grant of £1.7 million for an arts programme, with no NHS funds spent on this aspect of the project. Philanthropists have already donated £6 million to the new cancer centre, including £2 million from Dimbleby Cancer Care. The arts programme embeds work by 5 artists into the design of the new centre, which is made up of villages relating to treatment areas such as chemotherapy and radiotherapy. The villages are connected by lifts that immerse visitors in an audio-visual journey from rainforest floor to canopy. There is also a sculpture at the entrance to the cancer centre, which is inspired by a Roman boat buried beneath the foundations of the building.